The 83rd National FFA Convention began the week by commemorating the anniversary of the New Farmers of America merger 45 years ago. This is Beverly Krell with Brownfield Ag News, and this is Rural Issues. 12 former members of the NFA, a program for black agriculturalists, were presented with a brick to be placed in the walkway of the FFA Center in Indianapolis, Indiana. Recipient Eddie Moore says the dedication was full of acknowledgement, recognition, and celebration.
Today was a very emotional day for me. Today, having my name there as one of the New Farmers of America organization members, having the opportunity to be a part of the FFA has been very, very instrumental in my life.
Lionel Grant, a graduate assistant for the Minorities in Agriculture, Natural Resources, and Related Sciences, says the brick dedication will be beneficial to future FFA members as well as former NFA members. He hopes the ceremony will encourage present members to appreciate the hard work and effort of FFA and NFA members from previous years.
I think it's another avenue to keep FFA members continuing to think about how they can think outside the box and how big FFA really is. What traditionally people thought of the stuff FFA stood for was only stuff and principles that were behind farmers. That's not the case. NFA was a organization that they might have been black, but they were doing this exact same thing and standing on the same principles that FFA was. So I think that it'll just, like I said, keep those thoughts open.
Despite the progress made to increase diversity in the FFA and the agricultural industry, Moore says there's still a long way to go in increasing minority involvement and activity. In fact, since the merger, African American membership in the FFA has dwindled to less than 5%.
There is much work to be done, but I believe the merger was an excellent idea, and it has made a difference in the lives of many groups. But I think there's more work to be done. And to move us to that higher level of greatness, we're going to have to give effective and responsive leadership one of our highest priorities.
This year's convention celebrated the 45th anniversary of the NFA and FFA merger in 1965, as well as the recognition of the 75th anniversary of the creation of the New Farmers of America in 1935. The last national NFA president, A.D. Pinson, was also able to see the jacket he gave to the national FFA organization for the first time since the merger on display at the center. This is Beverly Krell from Brownfield, and this is Rural Issues.